Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X. City of Leiden. Its quaint gabled houses and bright-colored tulip gardens surround one of the great seats of European culture, the University of Leiden. For three centuries, these cloistered halls have been a haven of quiet and dignity and peace. But now, the silence is shattered. The old stone walls echo with the angry shouts of a student meeting.
Type report from Leiden, Ken. Four students killed, a dozen more severely injured. Police finally broke it up with tear gas.
Right. No, I just don't get it, Chief.
Student riot's nothing new in Europe, Ken.
It's Van Fleet, I can understand. His signing that Stockholm petition is practically an open switch to the communists.
Well, you knew the old professor during the war, didn't you?
Yes, and he hated injustice and oppression and intolerance. It's hard to believe he'd fall for this Stockholm fraud.
Ken, you don't think they forged the signature?
Could be. They've got plenty of reason to. Van Fleet's Christian Republican Party is the most influential in the Netherlands.
Sure, but...
Suppose it falls apart. Then the radicals may be able to pull the Benelux countries clear out of the Atlantic Pact.
You're right. But the Bureau hasn't any authority to interfere in the internal affairs of another country.
Oh, Chief, I know. It's just that... Well, Professor Van Fleet was a pretty good friend. Let's see. I'm due to leave for Manila on Tuesday. Give me a free weekend.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
So long, Chief. I'll send you some tulips.
You will have to wait till the afternoon.
Well, perhaps one of your other passengers is willing to wait and resell your seat at the profit, of course.
Oh, it's possible, Minerve, but you
have
to...
Did I hear somebody mention profit? Oh, hello, Mr. Thurston.
Fago.
Well, I was going to let you have the seat at cost. But, of course, the price is no object. surprised to see me in Amsterdam, Mr. Thurston?
Not particularly.
I was just passing through on my way back from Mexico City.
Huh?
Yeah, well, when I heard what happened to Professor Van Vliet, well... I knew you'd be here.
Sorry, not one red cent.
Oh, how can you say such a thing, especially after the way I've been saving your money?
What?
Well, sure. I bought this canal boat ticket for half price. Family plan.
What? Oh, I tell you, let's get aboard.
me?
I'd like to see Professor Johannes van Vliet.
Go away.
This is Professor Van Vliet's house, isn't it?
Please, but he does not wish to see you. He does not wish to see anyone.
I see. And please tell him Ken Thurston is here. I'll be at the Royal Orange Hotel.
Monsieur Thurston, wait. Please, I did not realize I... There have been so many people, journalists, students, politicians. Forgive me for being rude. Won't you come in?
Thanks.
I'm Cecile Van Vliet.
Yeah, I'd heard that Johannes had married again, but I hadn't realized that you'd be so...
Young? Is that what you were about to say?
Well, it seemed attractive is the word I wanted.
Who was it, my dear? Another reporter?
Come in, Dr. Graumark. I want you to meet an old friend of the family. This is Ken Thurston from the United States.
Oh, yeah. I've heard Johannes speak of you, young man.
Dr. Graumark is our house guest, Ken. He's a famous historian, you know.
How do you do, sir? I've read some of your work, the biography of William the Silent.
So really? They plow through me in America, too, eh? Glad to hear it.
You teaching at Leiden now? I seem to recollect the flyleaf mentioned you on the faculty at Prague.
Yeah. I come to Leiden to do another book.
New biography?
Yeah, the biography of a country. The living story of my second home, the Netherlands. You know, millions of people think the only contributions the Dutch have made to human progress are the windmill and the creation of the tulip. When, as a matter of fact, but I must be boring you.
Oh, no, I'm very interested, Doctor. I'd enjoy continuing our conversation after I've paid my respects to Professor Van Vliet.
Oh, but my boy, didn't you know that's impossible?
You see, Ken, my husband is very ill. He can have no visitors.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear this.
He must have complete rest and quiet.
It wouldn't even be possible just to say hello to him.
Why don't you come back in a day or so? Perhaps he'll be stronger then. Believe me, Ken, there's nothing I'd like to do quite so much as to reunite you and Johanna. Nothing in the world. But just now, it's out of the question.
A V&V, oh, it's terrific.
Oh, you mean a B&B?
Oh, no, Mr. X, this is a V&V, vanilla vodka. It's got the kick of a Missouri mole. My cousin Tanya in Odessa
always
says...
Thanks, all the same, Pedro, and I think I'll stick to a martini with an onion.
Pardon me. I did not watch where I was going. Hello, Mr. Thurston. You remember me?
Sure, sit down.
Thanks. Really recognize me. How could you? I was only 13 the last time we met. You stayed at my father's house in Rotterdam.
Then you must be Kurt. Kurt Van Vliet.
That's right. Kurt. The only son of the famous Professor Van Vliet. His son by his real wife. Not that cheap woman who killed him.
What?
I shouldn't have said that, should I?
Kurt.
Well, what's the difference? You'll find out sooner or later, anyway. My lovely stepmother said my father was sick, didn't she?
Something like that.
Well, he isn't. He's dead. He's been dead ever since the night of the student riot. He died of a broken heart. He did it. He made him sign that Stockholm petition. And it killed him.
You sure he wasn't killed to cover up a forgery, Kurt?
No, there wasn't any forgery, Mr. Thurston. My father signed. I saw him with my own eyes. With my own eyes.
Kurt. What was it your stepmother knew about? What made your father sign that petition?
I can't tell you. I can't tell anybody, Ev.
What's up?
Just thought you might like to know we've received some pretty reliable dope back here that co-designate Red Ranger is in Holland.
Huh? Red Ranger? Yeah. That sounds bad. Turn up anything more on him?
Not in line. The data sheet's a complete blank. We don't know who Red Ranger is, what he looks like, whether he's young, old, man, woman, nothing.
Nothing except that for the past 5 years, every time a country has been yanked behind the Iron Curtain, Red Ranger got there first.
Wait till you get a line on him.
Maybe he has something to do with this Van Fleet business.
Could be, Ken. Why don't you have a chat with Van Fleet? Maybe he can give you a lead.
I'm afraid that'll be a little difficult, Chief. Van Fleet's dead.
Guys under the sheet.
No, take it easy, Pedro. This is the hall of the Guild of Moors. It's Leiden's more than undertaking establishment. Isn't that right, attendant?
Yeah. The decadent remnant of a decadent society.
You don't approve of the old tradition?
All traditions against the proletariat must be destroyed. Here's the one you seek. We'll take the torch and find your own way out. I've other things to do.
Oh, poor old Professor Van Fleet. As broken hearted as he's been. Mr. X, what are you doing?
Take a look at his ear. It's been stuffed with wax.
The what?
The type embalmers use to conceal blemishes. Yeah.
But, Mr. X, where the wax was, that's a bullet hole.
Yeah. Professor Van Fleet will have had a broken heart, but he died from a .38 caliber bullet in his brain.
From March 17th, 1951, the Golden Age of Radio Theater is presenting Herbert Marshall in The Man Called X.
At the Guild of Mourners in the ancient city of Leiden, Ken Thurston has uncovered the murder of the great liberal Dutch leader, Johannes van Fleet. For several moments, he stares down at the body of his old friend without speaking.
Oh, haven't we been in this morgue long enough, Mr. Ray? You know, I don't want to become a permanent guest.
All right, Peter, let's go.
We're going to find our way out. That undertaker's character blown the coop.
There's a side door right here. Now down this alley.
What a place. Nothing but corpses. Wait. Mr. Ray. Somebody's watching us from the roof.
Huh?
On this side of the building. See him up there?
Oh, those are gargoyles.
Huh?
They're stone statues.
Oh, moving statues, eh?
Moving? There you go, get back. You were right. There's somebody up there.
Huh?
That gargoyle didn't fall by itself. Come on, these stairs.
But, Mr. Hicks, if there's somebody up there who wants to kill us, why are we going?
There he goes, across the next roof.
Look at the way he jumped. That's like a mountain billy goat.
Huh?
Hey, he disappeared.
Yeah. Young fellow, red hair. Well, there's no way of catching him now. He probably knows every roof in the neighborhood. Wait a minute.
See? That little piece of cloth?
Yeah. Stained with blood.
Blood? Well, maybe he cut himself when he pushed that whatchamacallit down on
him. No. This blood is completely dry. Pagan, I think we better go over to the university. Do a little homework.
I don't like this, Mr. X. We shouldn't be going through the professor's desk. After all, he's not alive.
You developed a sudden case of scruples, Pedro.
Have I? But I feel all right.
Snatch that right over this way. Let's see. Manuscript of the book he was working on.
Mr. X, there's a scratch pad here by the telephone.
Anything on it?
Oh, just some funny circles, you know. Must have been noodling or something. Wait a minute, wait. There's something else. It's It looks like English.
Let me see it. The sins of the sons are visited on the fathers.
In my country, we always say it the other way around.
Oh, look. Good evening, Fräulein.
What are you doing here? Who are you? I'm Tim.
Why not? My name is Thurston.
Thurston? From America?
That's right.
What are you doing here tonight?
I might ask you the same question.
I'm Velma Black, the professor's secretary.
Then maybe you can help me. I've got to find Kurt and Smith.
Kurt?
You've got to trust me, Velma. Where are you, Kurt?
Don't let him alone, Mr. Thurston. He can't stand in and cover him. Let him alone.
You think the man who shot his father will let Kurt alone?
Yeah. His father was...
You've just come from the Guild of Mourners. Professor Van Fleet was murdered.
Oh, no.
Where is Kurt?
I just left him at the tavern. He was going home.
Home? The Van Fleet house?
No. He hasn't been staying there all week. He has a room off the square. I saw you.
Curtis. Looks like a flesh wound. Help me get him inside. Yeah, Kurt. Drink this.
Danke. Mr. Thurston, if my father was murdered, why? He'd signed a petition. Why did they kill him?
Why did he sign the petition?
I don't know. Oh, what's the use? It was because of...
No, Kurt, no.
You might as well all know the truth. My father loved me. He loved me so much. I wasn't worth it. I wanted to be, but I wasn't. And then this happened.
What happened?
There was a fight at the tavern. I had been drinking, and Red Grimmel said something that started me off.
Red Grimmel?
The student communist leader.
Oh, go on, Kurt.
I hit him, and when he fell, his head struck an andiron. He just lay there. I ran away. The next day, somebody told my father Grimmel was dead, that I had killed him.
Who told him this?
His wife.
Cecile? Did you hear her tell him?
No. When he sent for me, he was alone. It had all been settled. He had been forced to agree to sign the peace petition to keep me from being charged with murder.
Mm.
He had no choice. His political prestige would be destroyed in any case, and this way he would save me.
This Grimmel, did he have red hair?
Yeah.
Kurt, he isn't dead.
What?
He met him a little while ago.
If you could prove that.
This would be a job for you, Pago.
Huh? Oh, but, Miss Rick, I don't have any contacts in Leiden.
If you turned him out, it would be worth 100 gulden.
Oh, well. Well, come to think of it, there's my cousin Frederick. He might be able to help.
Then get going.
It's the last room of this corridor. He went there just a few minutes ago.
Good. Sure you'll be able to identify him, Wilma?
Of course. I've seen him 100 times on the campus.
Here, then. No, I'm not. Is that Grimmel?
Yeah.
Mr.
Rex. Yeah. A knife in his back.
Oh.
That knife.
Yes? Go on, Wilma.
Nothing.
It's Kurt, isn't it?
No.
It used to be in his room. I remember seeing it when he was a little boy. Carved handle like a mummy. Wilma, I want you to get to Greece. Send them to Professor's house.
The police?
Then go back to Kurt and stay with him. He needs you. Come on, Bill.
Where are we going, Mr. Rex?
To pay a call on Red Ranger.
Oh, sure, Red Ranger.
Huh? Yes, Ken, I remember that night very well. I saw it only yesterday when I was straightening out church things.
Cecile, why didn't you tell me your Highness was dead?
Oh, we wanted to keep it a secret until after the election. Dr. Graumark thought that...
Yeah, I take the blame. I know how much politics means to Johannes. He tells me why he signed this petition. He is no communist. And so, then he has a heart attack.
Dr. Graumark, he was murdered.
Murdered?
Oh, no.
That shouldn't surprise you, Doctor, since you killed him.
Oh, no. I was one of Johannes' oldest friends.
The real Graumark was his friend. When did he discover the switch? Just before you shot him?
I don't understand.
You hollered and Dr. Graumark, the famous Czech historian, were close friends, but only by correspondence. The real Graumark was a fine scholar, fine enough to know that the tulip was not created in Holland, but imported from Constantinople during the 16th century.
Go on, Meenhead.
I don't know your name, but I do know a great deal about you. Whenever a country is about to be turned into a satellite, a top agent appears. In the Bureau, your code name is Red Ranger.
Very illiterate.
You were sent here to force Van Vliet into the communist camp. You set up the so-called murder of Grimmel and used it to blackmail Johannes. When he realized you were a fake, he got frightened and you killed him.
But how? I thought it was Johannes' heart.
A stooge in the Guild of Mourners managed to cover up the bullet wound. When we got on Grimmel's track, he was murdered, too.
He was cursed nice.
Sure, but you saw it here yesterday, and Kurt hasn't been home since his father's death.
Oh, yes.
That's just what I was thinking.
You fit the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle together remarkably well. But then, games are an American pastime. Reality is something else. Now, if you will excuse me, there is a plane waiting to take me away from Leiden.
I'm afraid you'll have to miss this trip.
No, I think this gun will enable me to keep my reservation.
Got a point, eh?
And killing a notorious American agent will add to the success of my mission, Mr. X. So?
Maybe you better take a look out of that window.
What?
Hey, cops all over out there.
Police?
Thank heaven.
But I still have this gun. I get away.
Maybe even all the way back to Russia. But when Van Vliet's murder was exposed and his loyalty reestablished...
What?
Oh, no. If they find out I failed... Oh, you don't know them. Please take me prisoner yourself.
Sorry. This is a matter for the Dutch government.
No. They might send me back.
Yeah, they might have that. Funny you never realize that the people you served and the hatred you spread could turn and strike you down. But it always happens. Anytime men live by destruction, they destroy themselves. I'll tell you, I'm calling the police.